This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. This is the second day of a unique demonstration against illegal immigration along a short section of the Mexican border in Arizona. Volunteers with the Minuteman Project say they will monitor the border 24 hours a day for the entire month of April to bring attention to the issue of illegal border crossers and possible terrorist threats. NPR's Southwest correspondent Ted Robbins is covering the event, and he joins us from NPR's bureau in Tucson, Arizona. Thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
You were down along the border this weekend. What was it like?
It sort of ranged, you know, from a media circus on Friday when this all the hoopla started to everybody kind of spreading out, and I do mean everybody, from the Border Patrol to the media to the Minutemen, spreading out to train and set up communication lines and set up outposts. And things. I think maybe settling into a routine, though it's a little hard to say that this is a routine event.
Mm-hmm. Well, if there is a routine, what is it?
I think the routine is that the Minutemen are manning these outposts. I would say they would call them out, rather than patrols, because they don't move. They're in stationary places along the border, along a relatively small stretch of the border, actually, between Naco and Douglas, Arizona. And they sit there, they wait, they watch for anybody crossing, any undocumented workers or illegal immigrants, call them what you will, mm-hmm. crossing. And then they call, or either using a ham radio or two-way radio or a telephone, and they call the Border Patrol. So that's their routine. The Border Patrol's routine has been, frankly, to try to avoid false alarms, because they have said that the Minutemen are tripping off sensors, as a matter of fact. So they're causing some problems for the Border Patrol, but the Border Patrol has beefed up its operations, as has the Mexican government. They are steering crossers away from this area to avoid any confrontation. And go ahead.
Well, I just wondered, have these Minutemen found any border crossers thus far?
Oh, yes. They claim on the first day they said somebody had wandered into one of their areas, as a matter of fact, a dehydrated person from Guatemala. Then there was confirmed by the Border Patrol that they had phoned in a group of 18 folks. And now there's claims of more folks that they have spotted. I just got off the phone a few minutes ago with the Border Patrol. They say, as of their latest figures, which were Sunday, that crossings are indeed down in that area, in the Naco area and Douglas, though to what you attribute the drop, you know, is debatable.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many of these Minutemen are working down there?
They say they've got about close to 500 people is what they've claimed have registered and trained for this project so far. That's far fewer than they claimed on the website, which was close to 1,300 or so, to mm-hmm. 1,500. But what they say is that those are people who have signed up to serve at least 1 8-hour shift sometime during the month of April. But right now, I would say there are a couple hundred folks who are sitting out there on the border or in the Miracle Valley Bible College in Palominas, Arizona, which is the headquarters for the Minutemen right now.
And thus far, have any problems been reported?
The Border Patrol says that their sensors along the border have been set off, and when they go to investigate, they find out they've been set off by Minutemen. Problems, I would suspect, for crossers, potential crossers. We've talked with a couple of them. I went over onto the other side of the border on Saturday and Sunday, mm-hmm. and they have said that it's terrible. It's for them, it's very difficult to cross, both because for all these reasons, for stepped up Border Patrol resources. They didn't know, I should say, when I say they, I'm talking with two groups of potential illegal crossers. They didn't know that the Minutemen were out there, but they were being steered away by their own Grupo Beta, which is a group of migrant helpers, I guess you would say, official government folks. And they are being steered away from that area by them. And they had one guy had come across from Nogales, which is a fair distance, and he said it was difficult to cross there, and it's even more difficult to cross here. Well, and so problems for who is the question, and that's you know, that's what the Minutemen want to do, is cause problems for potential crossers.
Well, joining us now is Chris Simcox. He's the owner of the Tombstone Tumbleweed newspaper and coordinator for the Minuteman Project. He's with us by phone from Palominas, Arizona, where he's on patrol, and it's nice of you to join us today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And are you causing problems?
No, we're not causing any problems. We are basically holding a 30-day political protest to show Americans how bad the situation is. It must be pretty darn bad if you get a couple of thousand people to come out here and sit and, you know, on the border to protest that we have lax homeland security. The problems are non-existent. We've had zero complaints.
And zero complaints, including the Border Patrol's complaint that your people are setting off sensors.
Well, something that you need to know is that we worked with Border Patrol for months building up to this day, to this project. They sat in my office. We know where their sensors are. They know where our observation posts are. We made very, very certain that we coordinated with them. The sensors are being tripped by the media and the ACLU observation groups, which are out there to monitor everyone so that no one's civil rights are violated. So, no, conversely, our outposts are set off of where the sensors are, is the media and the ACLU.
Now, you call this one of the reasons the media and perhaps the ACLU are down there, is you call this a political protest. People are worried about vigilante justice.
You know, I've been out here. We've been on the line for 4 days, and we've yet to see a vigilante anywhere. We are citizens sitting in lawn chairs with binoculars and cell phones, and we're modeling what we think Homeland Security should look like. And we've done nothing except spot and report, and that's, if you read our standard operating procedure on our website, I think it's very clear that we have a no-contact policy and that we are to be exemplary in our responsible behavior.
Do your volunteers carry firearms?
Some of them do. Of course, that we still have, unfortunately, Second Amendment rights intact, and Arizona is an open carry state. And all of these citizens have made it this far in their lives without yet breaking any laws concerning weapons.
You're going to continue this for the month of April. If nothing changes, what then?
We have already been contacted by many people, and Minuteman projects will be repeated in California, New Mexico, and Texas until Congress and the President realize that they work for the American citizen and that we give them our permission to spend our tax dollars in augmenting Border Patrol with whatever manpower and equipment they need to effectively seal this border.
Mm-hmm. Let me bring you back into the conversation, Ted Robbins. The complaints that we've heard from the Border Patrol over these sensors, do they say who's setting them off?
The only complaint that I had heard said that it was the Minutemen. That's from a Border Patrol spokesperson. But it was one incident.
So this is not rampant problem.
I have not heard of rampant problems. I've heard of one comment from the Border Patrol spokesperson.
Mm-hmm. And is the Border Patrol in general objecting to this attention thrown onto this problem, or the way that the attention is being thrown onto this problem?
I think that depends who you ask in the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol, you know, as an agency, must speak with one voice, and they officially oppose this project. They, at the same time, say that they welcome citizen involvement. But, and then, you know, thirdly, they announced last week a big buildup of 500 additional agents in this area. There are already 2,000 along this stretch of border, not this particular stretch, along the Arizona border, I should say, which is about 300 miles. And mm-hmm. The Minutemen are only focusing on 10 to 20 miles.
Well, Chris Simcox, do you feel like you're already having an effect?
Oh, yes. Crossings dropped dramatically even in the weeks preceding our initial kickoff this weekend. Word spread that, you know, there was going to be an obvious presence on the border, which deters people from crossing. Border Patrol averages 300 to 400 people a day in this sector, and since Friday, their apprehensions are just about at 200 total for the entire area. So a mission accomplished. It's been extremely successful.
Yet this has been just a few days into April. This will last, you know, this problem's not going away.
And that's the responsibility of the President and Congress to make sure that it goes away. We're asking for National Guard. This is the perfect training ground for National Guard troops and for military personnel who could train here on the border, do some training exercises here to create an obvious presence, which will deter people from breaking the laws of entering our country illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And it will also protect us from the potential for, well, we're inundated with criminals from all around the world that come into this country and prey on American citizens. And what should have made headline news in the last month were that Border Patrol apprehended two Syrians with false documents and four Iranians along this border stretch here. OTMs are the real concern other than Mexicans. Last year, Border Patrol apprehended over 80,000 people from countries from around the world. Everyone seems to know if you want to get into America, come to Mexico and you can pay someone to smuggle you in.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Ted.
Neil, if I'm not mistaken, I think a couple of those folks who Mr. Simcox was referring to were apprehended at ports of entry, legal ports of entry, with false documents. Well, not with false documents. I'm not sure of the documents, to be honest with you, but they were not trying to cross at other than legal places.
Mm-hmm. Well, the two Syrians were caught driving a brand new Cadillac across the Tohono O'odham Nation over 30 miles north of the border.
Right. And the others were caught at a port of entry.
They were caught at the port of entry, yes.
Right.
Well, thanks to you both. We appreciate it. We'll continue to follow the situation as it develops. Chris Simcox, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Chris Simcox owns, publishes, and edits the Tombstone Tumbleweed newspaper, also the founder of Civil Homeland Defense and coordinator for the Minuteman Project. He joined us by phone from Palominas, Arizona. And our thanks also to Ted Robbins. Appreciate your time today, Ted.
My pleasure.
Ted Robbins is NPR Southwest correspondent and joined us from NPR's bureau in Tucson, Arizona.